Welcome to My Moon Time. In this recording, we do have some adult language. You may choose to want to listen with your headphones on. If so, now's the time. Welcome, I'm Dana Michelle Gillespie, creator of My Moon Time app, My Moon Time podcast, which you are listening to. I have Jane Bennett with us here today, and I'm really excited because she is a mentor of mine, and I think one of the biggest assets we have on really earth right now for female wellness, female natural fertility. And so I'm just happy to have you here, Jane, and hopefully have more people that maybe don't know about you because you have written so many amazing books. And if they don't, they have a great opportunity to get to know you a little bit more. I'm going to go ahead and read off your amazing bio because there's so many things you've done. I don't want to miss anything. So Jane Bennett is the founder of the Chalice Foundation and a social worker, researcher, writer, and educator with nearly 40 years in practice. After experiencing the revelations of natural fertility management in the mid-1980s, Jane began working as a natural fertility management counselor and then trainer and later authoring the Natural Fertility Management Kits with Francesca Nisch. Jane launched Celebration Day for Girls in 2000 and Cool on the Inside in 2002, Fathers Celebrating Daughters in 2014, and Menses Ed in 2016. Jane co-authored the Right Journey Girls Year 9 program and continues her longstanding role with natural fertility management. Jane is the author of A Blessing, Not a Curse, and Girltopia, and co-authored About Bloody Time, The Menstrual Revolution We Have to Have, as well as Woman Wise Conversation Cards, and The Complete Guide to Optimum Conception, The Natural Fertility Management Contraception Kit, and the book, The Pill, Are You Sure It's For You? And is eternally passionate about nourishing healthy curiosity and best practice self-care for women and girls. She also helped create my NFM charting app, which I recommend to everyone. So yay, I'm happy to have you here, Jane. And if I missed anything or something to add to of your bio, please add to it. But thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dana. It's a real delight to be with you.
Oh, thank you. So for people getting to know you for the first time, I would love to ask a little bit how you got into this holistic or natural fertility management or natural fertility world a little bit more.
Sure. Well, like most things and for most people, it really began with my own journey. I had had probably a fairly classic journey for a heterosexual with contraception from my late teens. I'd been on the pill a couple of times, which, you know, just didn't sit well with me. I didn't feel myself and really kind of wanted to let that go. After that, I tried an IUD, which worked, but it worked until it didn't, let's say. And also it was very painful. I for the first time I'd had very painful and much heavier periods. So that didn't feel great. Then a friend recommended a diaphragm to me and I loved my diaphragm. It was really great because I could use it when I needed it. And then when I didn't, I had nothing. I had no chemicals, no devices inside me. So, you know, that felt really good. Then in my mid-20s or around 24, I learned about the work of Francesca Nisch, who calls her program Natural Fertility Management. And in the 70s, she had really studied up what was available as methods for understanding when she was fertile and when she wasn't for herself. And she combined these methods. And from around 1977, she began offering that to women and couples so that they could know for themselves when they were fertile and when they weren't, and then make decisions accordingly. So whether they wanted to conceive or didn't want to conceive. So I came across her and her work in Sydney in the mid-70s and thought, this is amazing. I'm really interested. But funnily enough, it still took me a couple of years to make an appointment. And I have to say, a new boyfriend who said, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this together. It's great. You know, all power to him. We went along. In those days, it was audio tapes and Roneoed sheets, and pencil and paper. And I went home from that appointment and started charting my cycle, checking cervical mucus, taking my temperature, noting down other symptoms like food cravings or headaches or, when I bled and so on charts. And I found quite quickly, I mean, I was really fascinated by the process, so it was an exciting journey. And I found quite quickly, I could quite quickly go, okay, well, I'm really confident for that little window of time, I'm not fertile. And as the months, a few months along, that window became larger as I really became very clear about what I was seeing, you know, what my body was telling me about ovulation. And really that's based on, because I can't see right into my ovary and see exactly what's happening there, but it's based on, you know, understanding what the dramatic shifts in hormones are, the other symptoms that's creating in my body, and therefore I could read those. So that was, I was excited about that. And of course, we then become very clear about, okay, that time is fertile, or there might be other days where I think, well, I'm not sure if I'm fertile or not. So of course, you know, for contraception, we would use protection during those days or other practices. So, that was wonderful, and in a way enough as it was, and it really was a wonderful contribution to our sexual relationship as well. It was embracing all of my and our fertility, rather than sort of saying, well, that part we don't want, and this part is good, and that part's bad. It was actually all of it was of a one, and all of it was included in our sexual expression. So that was emotionally and practically really fantastic. However, what also happened is that that useful information and, very useful way of reading my body for that very important practice of contraception became a side benefit. And the real benefit for me became knowing where I was in my cycle. Okay, I'm day 10. What I, typically what I experience on day 10 is this, or I'm day 26. Typically what I experience is this. So, and it, which helped me enormously with some symptoms, troubling symptoms I'd had, and I could pinpoint where that was, what was happening hormonally, and it allowed me in a much more targeted way to support my health and well-being, and really just my emotional and psychological and spiritual state as well, to know where I was in that pattern, really became an incredible benefit for the rest of my cycling years.
That's so cool. Very, very cool. I loved what you just shared about your relationship and that kind of very holistic piece of all of this is so refreshing and kind of inspirational again. I'm always inspired by you. For those also listening, Francesca Naish and Jane, their work is really kind of the foundation of a lot of my Moon Time app. My Moon Time app is more designed to kind of help you check in a more, I would say, emotional aspect where you're at on your cycle. And for people that want to go like really fine tune, go download their app, because it's going to help you get really precise in there. But, so much of the information that I share with my Moon Time app and the basic, formulations is from all the work you guys have developed for, pretty much they would say 50 years in practice, more than 40 years really. But it's absolutely incredible. And I'm just so grateful for you guys. Like, everyone listening needs to go check out your website. There's so many things on there that is so useful and fascinating. And I know we talked earlier about this, but I will continue to go back to, because it's something that keeps just setting in my mind of with epigenetics and with your constant, what is it? Natural fertility guide for, how do I say it? The natural fertility management
conception kit.
And yes. That one where it's a big kit and you go into it and it has so much detail about what to do. I think it's 4 months prior to conception for both partners. And, you know, every little nuance from healthy water and certain things to eat and all the stuff for your life, but how that can not just help your child, your, you know, unborn, but soon to be born child, be born healthy and, but have all these, you know, different markers of real lasting health. And then not just your child, but your grandchild. And I love that. I'm like, okay, I hope more people can hear this and get with you guys to have this information. Cause that's huge, huge.
It is. And epigenetics is so exciting because it does give us the power before we conceive through lifestyle, through diet, through, you know, just in some ways it's just general healthy stuff. But if we have particular conditions or particular fertility challenges, the conception guide really delves down into what you specifically can do about those to really elevate your general health, but also your reproductive health, and therefore what you're going to pass on genetically, as you say, for several generations. It is incredibly cool. And really, when we know this and within our capacity and within our means, why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we give that gift to our own children, to our grandchildren, to our great-grandchildren, to help them be as healthy as possible?
Yeah, I think it was maybe a little video you guys have on the website of with Francesca talking about this a little bit. And she was even speaking to certain minerals and supplements, herbs, whatnot to take. So even just the child, you know, can not only grow healthy, but like have just not have like, you know, I think she was talking about like common baby things that are not easy to deal with, like colicky, I think was one of them, you know, all these just fussy crying, not feeling good. I'm like, oh my God, wait, what? There's things that people can take to help prevent all that. That's, I think that's priceless alone. So, cause it's so hard for parents, young or parents who have a young infant and child to feel rested and awake so they can actually bond with their child, but also be awake to take care of it safely and stuff. And when a little infant may, you know, have not feel good, be fussy or whatnot, that's extra stress on the parents. And if that's something that we can hopefully maybe take some extra minerals or whatnot during or pre-pregnancy and prevent that. I mean, that sounds amazing. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we make it as easy as possible for ourselves and our child? Exactly. And it's, you know, it's quite, you know, these ideas of preconception healthcare are starting to take on, you know, to take off more. But it's been a long time. We've just thought, well, you know, eggs are so tiny and sperm are so tiny, you know, as long as it works, it's all fine. But quality, you know, the quality of the egg and the quality of the sperm really, truly does make a difference. On the website, which is fertility.com.au, under the success page, there's a lot of information about research that's been done into this and why we need the 4 months. An egg from an immature egg or all the way through to ovulation takes 100 days, and sperm generation takes a little more than that. So this is the critical time for really making sure the health of those is really optimum. So in the complete guide to optimum health that we have on the website, we do talk about, you know, optimum diet and what we need in terms of minerals and vitamins. We don't suggest particular herbs or treatment because we feel that it's really important for people to see their local practitioner so that they're getting a very personalized treatment. Because if you have any particular conditions that you're trying to treat alongside, you know, you really need to see someone specifically. But it does talk about why we need to be at optimum nutrition for men and women at the time of conception, and you know the incredible differences this can make for the baby and the baby's health, for the pregnancy and birth and bonding time afterwards. So you know it does really support that whole journey extraordinarily.
That's cool. Or they could just fly in to you guys in Sydney and book sessions one-on-one.
Well, we're just about opening our borders if you get a visa. So you can try.
I have so many friends in Australia. Like I haven't really, because it hasn't, you know, it doesn't register because people just fly back and forth from the US to, you know, Australia for X, Y, and Z that I'm like, oh yeah. You have to actually have like a, you're working there citizenship right now still. Yeah. But soon, I'm sure.
However, that said, Francesca is offering online, online sessions for people. So that's certainly possible. And especially, I mean, she was a little bit before the pandemic, but you know, especially now, you know, that's pretty much how she's seeing everybody, which has opened it up much more for people, you know, traveling or people who can't travel from anywhere in the world.
That's wonderful. With you talking about the studies on your website, one of the studies I love that you guys have listed under the My NFM, is it My NFM app? My NFM, yep. Yeah, turning up. The piece you have, and I think it's what some research study has, they studied like over 2,000 different fertility apps that are on the market right now, and they only found 16% accurate, which makes total sense to me. I'm just like, but I don't think people understand. I just ran into a girlfriend recently who was like, oh yeah, I was using, she didn't tell me which one, but she was using, I think, a period tracker app, which do not use for fertility charting, in my opinion. And they got pregnant with their child because it wasn't able to really be accurate.
No, I really recommend people look into those very carefully. And there are a small, I think it's less than 16%. I think it's about, you know, I should know, I put it on the website, but I think it's only about 20 altogether out of that over 2,000.
Yeah, it was, I think it's, if I said 16%, it meant 16 actual apps itself.
Were, oh, yes. That's right. yeah, it's about that. Sorry, I misunderstood. And, yeah, so it's a very small percentage that were found to be accurate and useful. And we in My NFM app, what we get people to do is their charting and you know, so they can put the information in on charts, and we support them in how to interpret those charts, but we do not interpret them for them. So we're not saying, okay, this means you've ovulated here, you're fertile here, blah, 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 which is possible and, you know, can be done. It's complicated because everyone's different and we're putting together, you know, different, even though there are sort of familiar patterns, you know, depending on people's health and their conditions, you know, there can be different patterns of mucus and temperature and so on and so forth. So what we decided in the end was we would support you to be able to read and interpret your own charts so that ultimately you could be, you know, living remotely out in the desert or on Antarctica and, you know, all the internet goes down for months if you even have any. And you would still know when you're fertile and when you're not. So that's, we think that's real empowerment. And, you know, contrary to some of the information you will see from, you know, various organizations who don't really understand fertility awareness, it's not hard. It's not hard and it doesn't take a lot of time. It's not complicated. Once it's the sort of learning, once you've got it for life then. And if you have any time where you're not sure, you know, say if you're using the method for contraception, if you're not sure or you haven't needed it for a while and you're in a new relationship and you're not sure, well, then you use protection and you just, and you then just, you know, practice up your skills again. It's not that complicated. And what I found and what we hear from many women and couples who are learning these methods is that, you know, you're so, it's so interesting at the beginning that you don't mind, you know, you're doing some reading and you're spending a few minutes a day charting, you know, that's it. So, you know, the reading can take whatever time it takes, but it helps you understand what you're seeing on your charts. And for me, and as I said, for so many that I've spoken to, that is no effort because it's so damn interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that. Yeah, I think, yeah, there's a lot in there and me looking at apps and the future of apps, and I'm not excited anymore about the future of period tracking apps and fertility apps, because I continually find not only if the app itself wasn't programmed correctly, or with every new smartphone that comes out, just because you have programmed your app for Apple, it doesn't mean every single Apple version iPhone it will work for or without bugs. And that's not even to talk about Google Play. It's like, oh my God, because there's so many different smartphones that can work under the Google Play umbrella. And then you have user interface, and a lot of people, you know, they get busy and they forget, or they somehow think that the app knows more about their body than they do. And it's like, oh no, no, this is just based on basic algorithms. We don't even know what algorithms they're using on your past data. And sometimes these apps, they need you to constantly be putting in for information to make it more accurate. And if you don't, then it's, so it's like, I keep looking at the future, and that's just one piece of those apps that I'm like, oh God, there's a lot of other components that I'm not loving seeing what's moving forward with that, but oh well. We do the best we can. Well, there's some apps out there that, like yours, that are great, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And yours too, Dana, for sure. just to add a little bit to that, you know, I do know a lot of women who have found using period trackers has helped them for the first time tune in, you know, to their cycle. So even the ones, you know, but as you say, not to rely on them for fertility awareness is really important. But, you know, if it means you're noticing and putting into the app, you know, where you're at in your cycle, how you're feeling, what's going on, you know, I think there's definitely benefit there. But I will say that, and I certainly haven't looked at the well over 1,000 and probably more all the time, you know, apps that are out there in this field. But that the majority are really heavy on promotion, heavy on how fabulous they are, and really light on content. You know, it might be lots of rah, 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 and actually, oh, it's the rhythm method. Oh, it's the temperature method, and you've got to pay hundreds of dollars for, you know, a thermometer that's going to talk to your phone, when really, you know, you can do it a lot more simply and in a way that will be a lot easier to understand for yourself.
I love that. Yeah, those are so many useful things to remember and keep in mind. But I'm also hopeful. Like I completely agree with what you said. I have gotten a slew of messages, beautiful messages and emails from females being like, oh my God, your app, my Moon Time, has helped me feel just like better to connect into myself and my cycle. So I'm deeply, you know, grateful for that. Cause that was one of the biggest goals of my Moon Time app, was to help women feel, you know, connected to themselves and to know their own empowerment and truth and beauty and wholeness, no matter what's going on in their life. I know what I wanted to ask you. I think I know the answer to this, but on your charting app, you have the moon on there, right? The moon faces, because that's a big thing people ask for. The moon. Okay, cool. So they have the moon faces on there too.
Yes, I'll just qualify that a little bit. So when people get our app, sometimes, you know, you are able to purchase it just as the app, or it comes with the complete guide to optimum conception or the natural fertility management contraception kit. So it comes automatically with those, and you get a link to it. So what we used to do is the lunar calculations used to be part of every kit or guide. And whereas when we did the new conception guide, what we had found over the years is some people absolutely love that connection and love, and it really makes a lot of sense to them, that connection and that understanding of the moon and their fertility. And for some people, it leaves them completely cold. So we decided we would make it an option. So with the conception guide, the lunar calculations are an option. So when they go in and start charting a new cycle in my NFM, they can tick a box that says, yes, I'm including the lunar option, or if they're not, they don't tick that and it doesn't come up. With the current natural fertility management contraception kit, the lunar calculations, the personal lunar calculations, so they get their own, comes with all of those kits. So you would then still need to tick the box, but then there's somewhere to put all that.
Cool. That's very cool. And, for everyone listening, the moon phases on this app we're talking about is actually more, it gives you the ability to look at some real cool biological aspects of the moon, not just affirmations or like on my moon time, I put more potential energy awareness that day, how the day may feel, your perception of, you know, if it's a full moon, you might be a little bright, might feel a little emotional. This in this app that we're speaking to right now is about the natal lunar fertility time, or also known as biorhythmic fertility time. There's a long history. And then you two, Jane, you and Francesca, wrote and have an amazing book that's now for free on your website called Lunar Fertility Guide. Yeah, which is awesome. So everyone go check out that book too. And it goes in the nuance deep, all about all this. And I think another piece that's so great about that book when I was reading it was how much data you have, because you guys have like 50 years of actually hands-on working with women, not thinking about things and writing postulates, like real women, real results, real data. And I love that. And you have it in this book. So it's another useful treasure.
Yeah. So just to be really clear for people going to the website, the free ebook that really explains all about lunar fertility that you were just talking about. So that's called Lunar Fertility. And then the calculations are a separate product, a separate item on the website. And that's called Lunar Fertility Instructions and Calculations. And there is a price on that. So I suggest people just get the ebook to start with and have a look. And then if they want to go on and get the other, they can.
That's amazing. I want to ask or talk a little bit about the Chalice Foundation and all the work you're doing with women. And I think it's Celebration Day for girls, or ask you more about that, I should say.
Sure. So the Chalice Foundation is a not-for-profit foundation that I founded in 2017. And the purpose was really, I mean, I had been doing work with mothers and daughters for many years, and fathers of daughters, and schools around menstrual education, and various other sort of entities. And I wanted to sort of create a foundation as an umbrella for all of this. And as you do when these things happen, when you create these things, they then have their own life. So we now have a blog on the website. It's chalicefoundation.org is the website. So we have a blog called The Leak on there, with lots of different people writing from academia, from personal experience, from their experience of menstrual difficulties, from the experience of perimenopause and menopause, workplace culture, all, you know, really all kinds of stuff. So it's a nice place to go and browse and see what speaks to you. So programs like Celebration Day for Girls, which I started in 2000, for girls 10 to 12 and their mother or female carer. And that's now, in 2012, I started training other women to run that program. It started, like all these things, it started from, it grew out of my work with natural fertility management, because for a number of years we'd had women saying, well, look, this is so great for us, learning about our bodies and our cycles and our fertility. Where are the resources for our daughters? You know, they'd had having children and they were growing up, and I said, well, what do we have? So I was looking around and, oh, I've got to do something here. So I wrote the book, A Blessing Not a Curse, that you mentioned earlier, that came out in 2002. And I started running workshops for mothers and daughters in 2000, and have been doing that. So what are we, you know, 2022, for quite some time. And in 2012, I started training other women to run this program. And now we have 8 trainers around the world as well. So at current count, Celebration Day for Girls is available in 27 countries, and obviously several different languages, mostly in English, but also French, Italian, German, Spanish, Dutch, Flemish, same thing. I'm sorry, I probably missed something, but oh, Danish. So that's really exciting. And we find we're very open to adapting that program to local cultural needs. And but facilitators have been telling us there's very little that they need to change, because it is such a universal experience. And that's really gratifying. So this is, to me, you know, well, I have a around that time, around 2000, you know, my daughter was growing up and going through puberty as well. And so it really made, you know, it was all around me, her and her friends. And it was like, you know, why would we pass this on? Why would we pass menstruation on as a curse? You know, none of us are born with that understanding. Why? You know, just through being unconscious, just through not knowing how to talk about it, or through generationally, you know, just not having the language, or keeping silent, or keeping it so private that we feel isolated. Why would we do that to our girls? So that's why I really wanted to bring it back to that age group. And while we don't talk there about, you know, natural fertility management as such, we give them much more sort of information and understanding. We have fun. We have stories, and we have do craft, and we have games, and so on, that all relate to, you know, to this really ubiquitous experience. Once we start cycling, except for times of pregnancy and postnatal amenorrhea, we're somewhere in our cycle for 35 to 40 years, unless, of course, we've switched it off or had you know, surgery or surgical menopause, unless it's switched off. So, you know, we really need to understand, to be able to self-care, to understand our fertility, to understand our cyclic life is so empowering. And to give girls a beginning that is positive, it's connected to other people, they feel, by the end of the day, they feel really comfortable talking about periods with other girls, with other women, and feel proud of their developing bodies. And therefore, we try to set them up so that they have, you know, they're likely to be finding people who can help them in a positive approach. They'll be sharing with each other, they'll be confident about self-care and seeking knowledge and information and support as they need it, and much more in a much more positive way, tuned into their body, and therefore able to make healthy choices in relationships later on, because when we're really heading off a sense of shame or a sense of dirtiness that is often imbibed by girls still these days in many parts of the world, that there's something really wrong and dirty and shameful about our vulva, about our vagina, about menstrual bleeding, when this nothing could be more natural and healthy.
That's so beautiful. Yeah, love it. I'm still like, I didn't for some reason really fully understand or that it was in so many countries. I'm like, I want to go. This sounds amazing. Yeah. I wanted to ask you is there anything you've already shared so many little pieces of amazingness and things you love, but is there anything in particular that you've witnessed through this work, like little something that stands out that you just absolutely loved or were inspired by? Or anything also too, like, is anything sparking joy for you right now in this work that is just kind of extra special for you?
Well, it's a really hard question, Dana, because so much does. And what comes to mind is a couple of stories that I, you know, just have from the last week. So one of our facilitators in Melbourne shared this experience with me, and she had run a celebration day for girls late last year for mothers, you know, and their daughters in her local area. And you know, she had a knock on her door in the middle of the day last week, and that one of the mothers and daughters were standing there, and they were really excited and they wanted to come and tell her, and the girl shared the news that her first period had arrived. And so they were able to have this, you know, very sweet conversation and congratulations and how are you feeling and, you know, so on and so forth. And so not only did that girl feel positive about this and sharing that with her mum, but she wanted to come and share that with the facilitator as well. So, you know, that was very sweet. And we do get many, you know, all kinds of different stories from facilitators of the transformation. One of the things that we get very often from mothers is because, of course, they sign up for this workshop for their daughters because they really want, and some want to give them something positive. Sometimes because they're not sure how to talk about it. They don't know how to help that be a positive experience. And sometimes they've shared a lot, but still want the celebration of it and the sharing with a group of that experience. But very often at the end of the day, we do have a separate mother's session, so there's time for just adults to talk about the day itself, what's going to be happening, but also to support mums in their role as their daughters pass through puberty and start to have a menstrual cycle and so on, in whatever ways work for them. So very often at the end of the workshop, we have mothers saying, oh, I didn't realize this was for me too. You know, that this was really quite revolutionary and really feeling, I wish I'd had this. I wish I'd had this many years ago, this understanding, or this kind of thing exactly for myself. So you know, each workshop that we run, each workshop and each mother and daughter that comes along with a facilitator, we feel like we're really offering them something quite transformative that will. So even though it's just a day, it's in the general course of things, even relative to school education around periods and reproduction, it's a lot more than that, and it's very positive. So even though it's just a day, we feel like we're really, you know, every person that comes, we're really changing the culture, certainly for them, and it ripples out from them as well. So that was one story. If we got time for another one?
Yes, please.
and really, I could tell you stories from every facilitator that's offering this workshop, because, you know, they I hear so many wonderful reports. But I just want to share one. We have a facilitator who has started offering workshops in Colombia, in rural Colombia. And in this case, these are free to participants, because these are areas where people don't have any disposable income. And recently, she and her assistant, her volunteer supporter, so that they were invited to go to an area that's not even really a village. It's just an agricultural area that's very remote. So they, from where they are, which is outside the city, it's in a mountain area in Colombia. They drove for 2 hours and then had donkeys for 2 hours to get to where they were running this workshop. And each, you know, and of course this was in Spanish. And each workshop, each group is in such a different area, and you're really looking to what are the needs here. I mean, we have a program, of course, but then different needs will arise according to you know, what those individuals and what that community needs. So I won't go into all the details about that particular workshop, but you know, it was very moving, and everywhere that they are going, so they've run four now in, you know, this wider area in rural Colombia, and they're getting invited back with spades, and other areas are asking for their help. So, you know, we're starting to put together a funding program to help support them to do that, because they're doing that voluntarily. So it's really exciting, and we feel like that's making considerable difference for the girls and the mums. Many of the mums who are, you know, married with children, you know, the questions they're asking are really indicating, you know, they have had very little education around their own bodies and how they work, how reproduction works, and so on. So, you know, we're excited about that too.
That's really cool. I love that. Well, I don't want to take up all of your day, because I know how amazing you are and how many things you have to do and clients I'm sure to see, but I wanted to ask a little bit more, if people want to connect with you or read some of your books, to what is the best, like, website to go check out some of these products and books and whatnot, so they can, you know, learn more and hopefully connect with you and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, the best website for natural fertility management, whether it's around conception or contraception or any fertility issues, is fertility.com.au. So just go there, have a browse around, and you can contact us from there as well if you have further questions. For the Chalice Foundation, it's chalicefoundation, as it sounds, .org, and there's lots of very interesting stuff there. There's the leak, there's, you know, information on workshops, free resources, and so on. And then for Celebration Day for Girls, it's, as it sounds, celebrationdayforgirls.com.au. So that's particularly around that program. And there is information. We do have some online programs now, you know, thanks to the pandemic, that people can attend. We have programs for fathers of daughters, and we have facilitator training. So if anyone's feeling, you know, wow, I really like to be able to offer that workshop, go to that website, have a look at the training page, and get in touch with us. There are application forms there if you're interested.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jane, for being here today with me and with us. And I am so grateful for you always and all the work you do. And I hope more people get to connect up with you. I mean, I think the first book I read of yours was The Pill, Are You Sure It's For You, back in 2010, 2009. And it was so good for me. I love that book. And kept on reading, got all of Francesca's books and your books and stuff. And it's made a huge impact on my life. It really helped shape so much of my Moon Time app. So I want to thank you and thank you for being here today.
Absolute pleasure, Dana. And you know, it's been great speaking to you. And we very often recommend your work as well, you know, so because you're just doing such great work and reaching so many people and helping them understand, you know, their own natural cycles and the empowerment of that is just fantastic. So thank you too.
Thank you. I mean, I guess the more of us all that can do this and help each other, it's helping each other and everyone just have a more empowered life. And that's really it, right? Healthy, absolutely. Joyful.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm sure I'll be connecting up with you soon, as I tend to email you often.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
We will say goodbye for now.
Please consult your licensed medical professional for any and all medical advice. The information contained here has not been evaluated by the FDA. This information is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease and is provided for educational purposes only. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you have regarding a medical condition and before undertaking any diet, supplement, exercise, or other health program.